Now, we can all make spelling mistakes, but for one young man, it all got a little bit out of hand. A Muslim schoolboy, 10 years old, is quizzed by police after writing, "I live in a terrorist house," when he meant terrorist. A 10-year-old made the error during an English lesson at a primary school in Accrington in Lancashire, and the following day, officers arrived at his home to interview him and examine the family laptop. Speaking to the BBC, the boy's family said the incident on December 7th had shocked them and asked for the police and the school to apologise. His cousin, who has not been named to protect his identity, said, "You can imagine it happening to a 30-year-old man, but not to a young child. We're absolutely disgusted that this has happened to our family. He has become more isolated. He wasn't talking to anybody at that time. He wasn't sleeping or eating properly. He was just hiding away under a blanket. If the teacher had any concerns, it should have been about his spelling. They shouldn't be putting a child through this. He's now scared of writing and using his imagination." She added that she initially thought the incident had been a joke. The Counter-Terrorism and Security Act was brought in last year and means schools have a statutory duty to prevent youngsters from being radicalised. However, opponents to the act have argued the law forces teachers and school officials to forego common sense and overreact for fear of breaking the law. Mahdi Versi, Assistant Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain, said he was aware of dozens of cases similar to that of the schoolboy. "There are huge concerns that individuals going about their daily life are being seen through the lens of security and are being seen as potential terrorists rather than students." A spokeswoman for Lancashire Police told the Mail Online this was reported to the police but was dealt with by a joint visit by a PC from the division and social services, not by anyone from the Prevent programme. "There were not thought to be any areas for concern and no further action was required by any agency." So before I go on with the article, I have to ask myself then, if there was areas for no concern and no further action, then why on earth was a police constable and a social worker sent to a 10-year-old boy's house to examine his computer because he'd made a spelling mistake? Anyway, let's find out more about Prevent and the 2015 Counter-Terrorism and Security Act. The Prevent programme forms part of the government's counter-terrorism strategy and is designed to help police and security agencies identify individuals and groups at risk of radicalisation from all groups, such as Islamist extremists or the far right. And let's not forget that there can be far-right Islamists as well. They're not all left-wingers, you know. Anyway, it introduced a statutory duty for those working in schools, the NHS, prisons and other public sector roles to report any concerns about people being radicalised or being drawn into terrorism. Now, is that just down to the attitude and point of view of the individual member of staff from a school, the NHS, prisons or other public sector roles? Because let's not forget, parking attendants are public sector workers. Are they expected to raise concerns about people being radicalised or drawn into terrorism too? Since July, teachers have been legally obliged to report any suspected extremist behaviour to police as part of the Prevent strategy. At the time, the Department for Education issued advice for schools and childcare providers on how to meet the new requirement known as the Prevent duty. It said, "Schools and childcare providers can also build pupils' resilience to radicalisation by promoting fundamental British values and enabling them to challenge extremist views. It is important to emphasise that the Prevent duty is not intended to stop pupils debating controversial issues. On the contrary, schools should provide a safe space in which children, young people and staff can understand the risks associated with terrorism and develop the knowledge and skills to be able to challenge extremist arguments. As part of the Act, public services such as schools and local authorities are required to do their bit in helping people who are vulnerable to being drawn into terrorism. It also allows officials to seize passports and other documents from persons who are suspected of having an involvement in terrorism. A controversial part of the Act requires internet providers to retain information which allows for the identifying of individual users. So that's you and me. Amongst the most powerful actions provided by the Act is the ability to disrupt people's ability to travel abroad. So you say something they don't like, and you are not going on that Spanish holiday. But they're using this against 10-year-old children who make spelling mistakes. So does that mean that if I make a spelling mistake in this blog, by, say, I don't know, not saying what a terrorist house is and saying it's a terrorist or saying it wrong, does that mean that I'm going to get a visit? Does that mean that I'm going to get my computer examined? Are the police and social services going to come and see me when I say terrorist house rather than terrorist house? Oh, by the way, if you're not sure what a terrorist house is, it's like a townhouse that's joined onto another on each side, and there's a whole row of houses all joined together with connecting walls. And we in Britain, for many, many years, have called them terrorist houses. This little boy made a mistake and called it a terrorist house, and had the police and social services on his door. And maybe the social worker was really, really looking for an excuse to take that little boy into care. And who knows where he would have ended up then. Isn't it interesting, though, how the term terrorist and terrorism has changed over the years? Back in the 70s and 80s, when I was growing up, every terrorist had an Irish accent. And the IRA were terrorists, because they were doing terrorism in Northern Ireland and on the mainland. So during the 70s and 80s, if you were a terrorist, well, you likely had an Irish accent. And God forbid you should park a car with an Irish number plate anywhere in London, because it'd probably get blown up. But since the 90s and the 2000s, terrorist now means anybody with dark skin, a beard, or looks anything different to the white Caucasian population. It's also interesting, a little fact for you, that London, the capital city of the country of England, is now a minority capital. That means that only 49% of the population of London are white and British. Interesting.